and gentlemen, it is Star Time. Are you ready for Star Time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great place to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh.
Yeah, that's all right now.
so I can't walk. Well, I guess I'm gonna make it home. Now, where is my key?
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
What could that be? It must be the hound. It is. Totalizing our way to new and different places. Yep. That was Boozoo Chavez with the amazing Boozoo Stomp. We heard Joe Guitar Tubbs and Loaded Guitar. Little Walter with Teenage Beat, Googie Renee and Sidetrack. Open up a Riff Ruff and Whoopin' and Hollerin'. This is WFMU, East Orange. And what are we going to do today? We're going to do all the usual junk. We'll get to the news, bad music for retarded people. We got the Guad. Say hello, Guad.
Hello.
We got the Den. Rhymes with Zen. The Hound.
Yeah.
We got the VOD report coming in. We made Roscoe set his watch. Il Bruce is still over in Deutschland. And nothing too special, just slopping our way through a nice Saturday afternoon to sit in a bunker. We're going to hop right back into things with Mr. Jackie Breston on a gun rocket.
You heard of my mighty rocket, it was really great. I'm a real gone dad and I'm really straight. Real gone dad and I travel day and night. With my real gone rocket, I know everything's alright. When you see my rocket come pulling in, don't ask me where I'm going, just wonder where I've been. I'm a real gone dad, love the life I live. My real gone rocket, I sure get a 1, 2, 3. Lay your horns in, man, love. When I cruise through
your town like the great Northwestern. You can tell everybody that was mighty Jackie Preston. I'm a real gone daddy, love the life I live. My baby and I, we sure get a wonderful thrill. Long yellow streak, a ball of fire and smoke. That's my rocket pulling out, that's all she wrote. I'm long gone, baby, know the reason why. I'm long gone, baby, no time to say goodbye.
Because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat.
Blue, 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 gotta get it, they incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the whites.
That's right. This is WFMU, East Orange. Chuck Berry with Dear Dad. Happy birthday, Chuck, Tuesday. He'll be 62 years old.
And going strong.
And looks 30 years younger than Keith Richards. Here it's Cecil McNabb Jr. with Move. Hop Wilson with Fuss Too Much. The Johnny Burdette Trio doing business under the name of Johnny Fair with Bertha Lou. I Want to Conjugate with You. Touch of class to the subject of pismotology there. We open up with Jackie Breston and Real Gone Rocket. Anyway, it's time for the news. So you can go take the garbage out now. From the Ebelis desk, of course, Elvis's newlywed daughter is pregnant. That's right. The guy knocked up Lisa Marie, age 20, and she was married last Saturday at the Church of Scientology in Hollywood. Jesus, what a creepy place. A double creep out there. The Hollywood Church of Scientology. The King's princess will give birth next spring. What do you think they're going to name the kid?
Elvis.
Ebelis? Yeah, if they're smart, they'll name it Elvis. Lisa and Danny have been talking for the past year about getting married and starting a family, her mother Priscilla said yesterday in a prepared statement. I couldn't be happier for the two of them at this very special time in their lives. Lisa Marie is the only heir to the king, who died in 1977. She'll inherit $50 million, including Graceland. They are on a honeymoon in Caraco aboard the ship Freewinds, which serves as a floating retreat for Scientologists. They're going to get all that money, the Scientologists. They're going to get $50 million. Very creepy. We got another Ebelis story. This comes from the Globe, which I'm not too into the tabloids because generally they lie a lot, and the truth is plenty bizarre for me. I mean,
They got pictures to go along with this.
Well, wait,
one,
wait a second. We got to introduce this thing first.
Okay.
Never mind. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I got the Globe.
I mean,
right,
Lisa
there.
Marie was married last Saturday, and this came out this week.
Right, and it seems great balls of fire. Jerry Lee Lewis has something going on with Lisa Marie because. The reports say that Jerry has been helping Lisa Marie get her singing career off the ground and has been backing her in her whopping $1 billion lawsuit against her late father's manager, Colonel Tom. But insiders say the interest in her is deeper, and despite Carrie's threats, that's Jerry Lee's 25-year-old wife, Lisa Marie continues to divide her time between her home in Los Angeles and Jerry Lee's sprawling estate in Mississippi, and Jerry Lee's 53rd birthday, his wife gave him a surprise party, and it seems it really turned into a fiasco because everyone was afraid that Lisa Marie was going to show up, and it seems Carrie, Jerry Lee's wife, really wants absolutely nothing to do with Lisa Marie. And Carrie, 25, is Jerry Lee's sixth wife and mother of his two-year-old son, Jerry Lee Lewis III. She's so upset over the stories that no one dares mention Lisa Marie's name in her presence. At the party, Carrie, within earshot of dozens of her husband's country music cronies, said loudly, "People here tonight can see that Jerry loves me, and I love him. There is absolutely nothing going on between that man and any other woman but me. We're happy. I wish people would stop this awful gossip about him and Lisa Marie Presley." But the talk among the 200 guests didn't stop all evening. An elderly
You don't have to read the whole thing.
Okay. Well, it gets pretty good between Jerry and, what it builds up to basically is Jerry Lee Lewis and Carrie get into a big, big fight in the lobby and in the elevator, and she stormed out of the party, and the whole party was broken up and just turned into a real dud for everybody.
Bummer. Poor Jerry.
Jerry, hey, he looks pretty good in the picture, you know.
Oh, he looks, he always looks good.
Yeah.
He's got his full head of hair and a big mouth, much like myself. Well, you know, the truth is, according to our Memphis correspondent, Cordell Jackson, who wrote a letter and says thanks to everybody who came out to see her at Maxwell's, Cordell says that Jerry's been helping her out, but it's strictly platonic, according to Cordell Jackson, and she wouldn't lie. Anyways, we got some more news.
That's the kind of guy Jerry is.
Yep. Let's see. Driver had a piddling case, Judge. A motorist who fell 40 feet over the edge of the Taconic Parkway as he attempted to relieve himself lost a $2 million damage suit against the state yesterday. State court claims Judge Henry Lengueil ruled that Robert Luber's 38 of upstate Peekskill was blamed for the 1984 incident that left him with multiple fractures, cuts, and bruises. It is my opinion that the sole proximate cause of this accident and injury was reckless and careless conduct on the part of Robert Luber's. Luber said he was injured when he vaulted a 3-foot-high stone wall bordering the rest stop because he did not wish to relieve himself in a public area. In the moonlight, Luber's claimed the ground appeared level on either side of the wall, but as he, whipped it out and tried to pee, he fell off a cliff.
Oh, brother.
Yep. Well, it did wonders for the Stones' career, peeing in public. Remember that, folks.
What a way to go.
Don't be shy. Oh, boy. MTV burned down the other day. Unfortunately, it's still on the air.
Yeah.
Enough of that story. let's see. Okay, we'll do one. We got one more.
Oh.
Where am I? Oh, yeah. Okay, Hitler, ha-ha, and thanks for the $5 million. The University of North Dakota official said they'll accept a $5 million endowment from a hotel owner despite his Nazi theme parties. Ralph Engelstad, 58, a one-time University of Dakota of North Dakota hockey player, who, guess what color he is, who owns the Imperial Palace Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, was just joking when he threw Adolf Hitler birthday parties for his employees, the officials concluded. A delegation from the school flew to Nevada on Sunday and met with Engelstad following disclosures about his private collection of Nazi memorabilia and Hitler parties. Our delegation seems to conclude that his motives were unthinking, but we weren't able to conclude that he was anti-Semitic or pro-Hitler. The collection includes a portrait of Hitler, which has that unfortunate to Ralphie from Adolf on there, said a UND official. This is right out of the Post, folks. Engelstad said it's a fake inscription meant as a joke. You know who has a really great collection of Nazi memorabilia, and I've seen it? Chris Stein from Blondie,
Debbie
Harry's boyfriend. He's got one of the best collections of Nazi memorabilia in New York, including Goring's battle sword.
Geez, where'd he get it?
Well, they had lots of money. He bought, you know, when Blondie was having hit records, he spent it all on Nazi memorabilia. But now they don't have hit records, and he must just parade around. Maybe he just parades around in a Nazi uniform all day and with a whip chasing her around the house. Octone. Maybe old Bruce will bring us back
like
a Luger or something. Oh, we got some things to announce. We got plenty of news. We'll get to that later. Things to renounce. Tonight at the Knitting Factory, Alex Chilton. Tomorrow night, our old pal Gary Lucas at the Knitting Factory. Tonight at Radio City Music Hall, the Jive 5 and the Cadillacs. World Famous Blue Jays Thursday at the Ludlow Cafe. That's on Ludlow Street below Houston. The Senders Monday at Continental Divide. Monday and Tuesday at Cinema Village on 12th Street and Broadway. Two of my all-time favorite movies, Naked Kiss and Shock Corridor, two amazing Sam Fuller movies. One has that amazing... You guys ever seen those movies?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Where the guy, this reporter goes into a nut house to get a story, and he stumbles into the nymphomaniac ward. He looks up, and these women are staring at him, nymphos, and he runs out the door. It's amazing.
And on and on and on. How about the guy that just kind of like stands up by the wall with his arms stretched out?
He's a good character. Let's see what else is happening. Next week on the Hound Show, Bobby Fuller's birthday party.
Yep.
Anything else to announce? Nah, that's about it, I think. As far as I know. And we're backed up by like 3 weeks of worth of requests because I guess I had lost like 2 weeks worth of requests and found them. So we'll get into some of that with Andre Williams.
Well, that girl is my girl. Don't you dare touch that girl. Oh, don't touch that girl. Yeah, that girl is my girl. So you left so much and don't touch. Oh, that girl. Oh, well, you told me there's a night to hold you. Bet her you ain't for her what's true. Now she belongs to me. And I'll fight for the deep blue sea. Now don't you talk too much. But just don't. I don't touch. Yes, I don't touch. I touch. I don't touch. Oh, that girl. That gal is my pal. I don't touch for that.
gal, that gal is my pal. So listen, brother, don't talk so much. That gal, don't touch. Yeah, 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 don't touch. Don't play, yeah, yeah, don't touch. Don't play, yeah, yeah, don't touch. We fell in love in the first grade. Our love was meant to be. I called the name on a tree. Then when we were in the fourth grade, I stole my very first kiss. I didn't know that it would lead to a love like this. I'm going steady with an angel, and she's my ponytail girl. Though she lost her freckles, we're back in junior high. She's my number one girl, and I'm a number one guy. Paddle pushers and sweaters instead of buttons and bows, magazines and records in the drive-in show. Going steady with an angel, and she's my ponytail girl.
Mad Daddy Eagle here in Hoopla D, and you know, it really seems funny to me that in this modern age, some people still persist in shaving with old-fashioned straight razors. Ooh, that dude's smart. Well, hey, little stinkers, if you're starting to shave, try the Mad Daddy method, because I'm sure you'll rave about the peachy shave you get when you prune your peach fuzz with an adjustable Gillette. Because whether your shrubbery is thick or thin, you get the blade exposure and angle set that's tailored for your skin. Yeah, shaving comfort's yours in spades with cool Gillette leather and Gillette blue blades. Now, you listen close, because this ain't no jive. By Gillette Adjustable, it's $1.95. But when it comes to razors, this is the greatest. So you take it from your daddy, it's the latest. Try Gillette Adjustable, I'm sure you'll rave about the cool, clean, comfortable Mad Daddy Shave.
Everybody, young and old, learn how to rock and roll. Listen, here's something new. Everybody's jumping to the moon. Boom, 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 boom
give us a great big smile, will you? To me. And folks, let's all smile with the Maddox Brothers Nose. For the next 15 minutes, you're going to be listening to your favorite tunes and a few special announcements about Regal Pale Beer. Yes, sir, folks, Regal Pale Beer, that's the beer that you want to buy when you want beer. It's summertime now, as you all know, and now pretty soon it'll be wintertime. Winter, summer, spring, or fall. It's Regal Pale Beer for you all. A black diamond, a black diamond.
This is a hit! no more, no more, no more.
Well, get out of here, make sure you close the door. Well, I ain't gonna leave, you gonna say bye-bye, bye-bye. Oh, slim little, I ain't gonna leave, you gonna say bye-bye. Well, don't worry now, cause it's too late to cry.
You know, that's me, the devil's dog-in-law. And this is WFMU East Orange. That's the Joni Mars. Eat your heart out, Annie. What are you doing in the mic stand there, Denwa? Thurston Harris with Purple Stew by request. The Jaguars, Black Diamond. The Flares, Foot Stomp, and also by request. Glenn Garrison, Ponytail Girl. And whipping up with Andre Williams and Don't Touch, also by request. That doesn't mean we want you really requesting things, because generally, when people make a request, it's something that's sitting at home. So it takes a couple of weeks to get some, really, for the faithful listeners in the house. What's going on here? We could do some more news, some more canoes. A little follow-up to something we did last week. Governor Cuomo, sink that swamp's racist name. Governor Cuomo yesterday urged the supervisor of the tiny upstate town of Putnam to give historic Nigger Marsh a new non-offensive name. The governor said it would be the right thing to do if we rename the marsh, and I think he's right, said Lupanti, who's the town's Republican chairman. It seems that official state documents routinely refer to Nigger Marsh and Putnam to population 505, and that the official U.S. Geological Survey maps make the same designation. Local history shows the name dates back to the 1830s when a black barge worker supposedly contracted smallpox and was put ashore in the swamp to die. Cuomo said he'd like to give the school children in Putnam a chance to come up with a new name for the marsh. Boy, that's asking for trouble. In an all-white town.
Elementary school children.
Speaking of court cases here, judges ruling rocks music world. We better turn down the echo for this one. A judge yesterday ordered CBS Records to turn over the master tape of heavy metal rock group Judas Priest's Stained Class album, so it can be checked for subliminal messages. The unprecedented ruling came in a civil suit filed by parents who claim evil messages on the record prompted their kid to commit suicide. One of the three teenagers died. The others were severely injured. Censorship foes immediately denounced the Nevada judge's decision. What are you guys talking about on mic there?
Subliminal messages.
Oh, I see. I get it. We should have brought the Mikey Jackson, our subliminal Mikey Jackson message. We did find a satanic message in Michael Jackson's Bad album.
And
if we get some requests for it, we'll bring it next week. A subliminal message on an album would be one that's recorded so the human ear can't perceive it, or backwards mask or whatever like that. And I guess they're going to go over the master tapes. Anyway, this kid killed himself with a shotgun 2 days before Christmas 1985 after listening to Stained Class for 6 hours straight, drinking alcohol and smoking marijuana. And the other kid shot himself but didn't do himself in.
Cleaning out the gene pool.
Yep. Oh, speaking of the entertainment world, should we go into some TV news?
Yes, why not?
Crimes of Violence. This is debuts October 24th, 8 p.m. on Channel
new
11.
Show?
Yeah. Wow. We'll present independently produced special Crimes of Violence, the program which is hosted by Lou Gossett Jr., creation of Arnold Shapiro, who shook up a lot of high school students in 1979 with Scared Straight. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
That was a kind of a classic.
Gone in the memory.
There's a satanic message right there. Crimes of Violence looks at the lives of six men convicted of violent crimes and isn't for the faint of heart. The program will include reenactments of crimes along with interviews with the men, their families, their victims, law enforcement, and other officials. Speaking of which, this is an editorial from the New York Times yesterday called, "Do I Look Like a Criminal?" No, this is from Thursday's Times. Every week, millions of television viewers are riveted to two popular docudramas, Fox Television's America's Most Wanted and NBC's Unsolved Mysteries. These programs show reenactments of crimes and ask for information that might lead police to the criminals or suspects who were featured. However, for every fugitive these shows help capture, there are hundreds of law-abiding citizens who have their nerves rattled when police come to their doors to check out bum tips phoned into these programs on the 800 number. And this gentleman here, David Paulin, speaks from experience. Seems he was in Vero Beach, Florida, and some cops woke him up. He was on vacation, some people were watching Unsolved Mysteries, and he looked like a composite sketch of a serial bomber. And an FBI guy pounded down his door, and they shook him up.
Poor guy.
And he says, I wanted to be helpful, but my pulse quickened as the stony-faced FBI agent's questions began to feel like an interrogation. I was in a strange city, completely alone, with my fate seemingly depending on how convincingly I could explain my whereabouts of the past several years. Even now, recalling the incident is unsettling. What is more unsettling, though, is hundreds of Americans appear to be to receive similar grillings because of the well-meaning efforts of America's Most Wanted. I would imagine, you know, they show you a composite sketch of a black guy, and it could look, you know, like a billion other people. I mean, it's just, that's the way it is. I mean, I know somebody else who had this happen to them. The sketch was, here was the sketch. It was a young man with a mustache. He was wearing a hood and sunglasses. And, you know, your basic thing. And people just call in. And you can actually do like a big, you know, you can do crank calls on these things. You can say somebody you know looks like one of these guys, and they'll check the story out.
Oh, yeah.
So if you know, if you really want to get somebody in trouble.
Well, they check it out before they go pounding on the door a little bit.
Why is this thing beating back like that? Oh.
I don't know.
Anyway, you got one to read there, Dan?
Well, yeah, I guess I could read this one here. U.S. asked probe of British Star Wars mystery deaths. I don't know if anybody... I sort of keep hearing about this every about 6 months or so, whenever a new one kicks off. London, AP. The United States wants Pentagon specialists to review the cases of several British defense workers who have died under mysterious circumstances while working on Star Wars-related projects, a newspaper reported yesterday. Citing an unidentified American source, the London Sunday Times said some of the workers were involved in British projects related to Star Wars, that brilliant whatever that is, the space-based weapons defense system being developed in the U.S., blah, blah, blah. For the past 6 years, at least 16 British men employed in defense-related fields have died or disappeared under unusual circumstances.
That's the one I like, when they just disappear, like the sailors are supposedly disappeared in thin air.
Seven worked for the Star Wars contractor Marconi Company, Ltd. Deaths began in March 82. Keith Bowden, 45, an expert on a computer guy, died when his car veered across the highway and crashed. The most recent one, this guy picked a good way to go, or had it picked for him. Most recent death took place August 23rd when retired Brigadier General John Ferry, 60, an assistant marketing director for Marconi, apparently placed wires into his mouth and plugged the leads into a wall.
Well, that's not so mysterious. He electrocuted.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, but, you know, maybe he didn't do it.
Ooh.
I saw Jack Anderson the other night on on Charlie Rose.
Was that yours? You know, generally, like, the Christian guys leave some food for us. Well, we can send somebody on a food.
My lunch.
Generally, there's like a whole bunch of food in there that we just raid it. Yeah, I didn't even realize you were coming in, Dave. Well,
sorry, Dave. I didn't touch it myself.
I did. I just figured, generally, like, there's a whole bunch of food in the fridge, and I just take whatever's there. Well, that's the real news of the day. We better play some more music.
Yeah,
find something for Dave Newgarden, who's filling in for Flores, to eat. What do we got queued up?
Music, maestro, please. E flat from the top.
Can't remember. It's a good one, though. Black Cadillac.
I caught you cheating and running around. Now I'm gonna put you in a hole in the ground. I'm gonna ride in your funeral. Daddy in a black Cadillac. Oh, yeah, you think you are. Oh, baby, but you can't come by. Now I'm gonna bump you
strange rampage.
You are about to see actual scenes from a new motion picture, guaranteed to stagger the imagination by its bold portrayal and startling exposures about the single women in today's society. Starring two bright new performers, Miss Ann Howe and her 48s, and lovely Bunny Ware. In today's modern cities, there exists a serious sociological problem that has an effect on all single women. It's referred to by demographers as the disparity in the sex ratio. Simply stated, it means that there are more women than men in the marriageable age groups. In this revealing motion picture, you will see women who by day are the secretaries, school teachers, go-go dancers, store clerks, nightclub performers, women from all walks of life whose inner turmoil and frustrations, their burning desires for love, are restrained almost to the breaking point. But with the coming of nightfall, all restraint is set aside, and these same women, like savage animals, compete in the struggle to find and then hold the loving attention of a man. Any man, if only for a few fleeting hours of forbidden pleasure, willing to degrade themselves in any way, to engage in any and all forms of orgiastic revelry in their search for satisfaction.
Talk. I got a knocking in my knees and a wobble in my walk. I'm trembling and I'm shaking. And when you take me in your arms to talk romance, my heart stops dough and the stink bottles dance. And I'm panting and I'm shaking. Early in the morning time, late in the middle of the night, whenever this chill comes over me, I want to hug it with all of my might. And I'm sweating. And I'm shaking. Samson was a mighty good man, strong as in his day. And then along came Delilah and clipped his wig. And it looks like he took me the same old way. So I'm nervous. And I'm shaking. On a sea, the wind shakes the leaves on a tree. I like a neighbor's wreck, I'm all shook up, and that's what you are doing to me. Cause I'm jumping and I'm shaking and I'm jumping.
It is a true story based on actual facts. On this screen, you'll see revealed for the first time the intimate details of a problem that must be faced by every woman in today's sex-oriented society. Some women who cannot form normal relations with a man seek release alone. Or too often, in the arms of another woman. Strange Rampage. Strange Rampage. Brought to the screen for adult-minded people with adult taste. See it all. It's stark realism. It's true facts. Witness each shocking scene. Observe to what depths a woman is willing to sink in her desperate attempts to enjoy what every woman has a right to expect, the love of a man. Coming to this theater soon, Ann Howe and Buddy Ware in Strange Rampage.
Well, my mama used to tell me when I was a boy.
me a line and I'll give you a hint. Ride me now, you don't want to be late. Cause you love a partner, maybe some of the things you need it. Yeah, yes, you need it. Yes, I'm talking about the old fashioned love.
Young girl like Helen on the make for you. Or Christine. Well, if you have, then you'll know what this film is all about. If you haven't, then you're in for a lot of sizzling, shocking surprises.
Now I've got you.
Oh, what a mess.
This film is about underage girls who seduce older men. Based entirely on case histories from juvenile court. The Young Seducers. Young Seducers.
What did you say?
I just said I think I'm going to enjoy painting you.
I want all you guys to gather around while I tell you about this brand new job I found. Now, if you can't get close, just lend me your ear. Because this is something I want you all to hear. Last night, Paul looked me right dead in the eye. He said, son, what would you do if I should happen to die? So you better get out of here, boy, and try to find yourself something to do. Because I'm getting mighty sick and tired of taking care of you. Talking and she started to cry, but I could tell from the looks in his eye that he wasn't lying. So I had to get out, fellas, and try to find myself something to do. Of course, I knowed all along that good jobs are so few. But this morning while standing down on the corner high, a nice clean job came strutting by.
What? Job's walking down the street?
Yeah, man, she was the cutest little job you ever did meet. She was neat and she was sweet from her head to her feet. Now we got all acquainted and everything's all reet. Cause I'm working with my baby. Boy, we sure have plenty of fun. Yes, I'm working with my baby. Man, we sure have plenty of fun. We work from dawn to sunset, trying to get our day's work done. Yes, we work at a candy kitchen. She makes my lollipop. Well, we work in a candy kitchen. She makes my lollipop. Every time we start working, she says, Daddy, Daddy, please don't stop. She's got great big pretty legs. She's shaped up in the middle. I love to work with her cause she makes my peanut brittle. Working with my baby. Boy, she loves to work with me. I guess we'll just keep on working till we raise a family.
Can think up the most fantastic ways to lure a man into the kind of trouble some men want and some men just dream about. Everyone, especially parents, should see this film. Wait till you see what Judy does with all these men. The Young Seducer. Totally free and completely without inhibitions. These girls go after sex anytime, any place, in every way you could possibly imagine.
Bottle, 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 bottle.
Yeah, not us.
Is that my favorite background music?
Yeah, the Fox Hunt loop. Like that one?
This one here, this is great.
This is The Hound. This is FMU, East Orange with Roy Hall, waxing poetically with I'm Gonna Cover You in a Flood of Love. Calvin Bowes, Working with My Baby, kind of a poetic guy himself, talking about his baby's gonna make his peanut brittle. Ray McCoy, I Need It, a Little Willie John with I'm Shaking. We open up with Joyce Green and Black Cadillac. Anyway, we got announcements. Johnny Rivers tonight at, where is that? The Meadow, at the Meadowlands. Brendan Byrne Arena in the Meadowlands. That's a benefit for, what's it a benefit for? Vietnam vets?
Vietnam vet thing, yeah.
Yeah, Vietnam vets.
Johnny apparently volunteered to go over and play in Nam, and he did so with Ann Margaret.
I'd go if Ann Margaret was going.
No, Ann Margaret won't be there, but the original Whiskey A Go Go trio will be, whatever that
is. Yeah, there's also lots of crap on the bill, like Gary Puckett and the Union Gap.
Ooh, yeah.
And all that kind of drivel. The world famous Blue Jays, Thursday at the Ludlow Cafe. Radio City Music Hall tonight, the Jive 5. Eugene Pitt and the Jive 5, they are really great.
What was
they're
the Jive
amazing.
5's big song?
My True Story was their big hit.
Yeah.
I'd sing it for you, but I can't sing that one.
Gary
Lucas at the Knitting Factory tomorrow. Alex Chilton will be there tonight.
Wait, Gary Lucas?
Yeah, our pal. Our pot buddy.
Yeah.
He pledged $100.
King of Tonalize.
During the show last year. Yeah. Maybe we'll get some Beefheart record out for the VOM set for him. Oh, yeah, what are we going to do? We're going to be doing, sometime in November, we're going to be doing a live. We're going to do a live remote from somewhere, and that'll be our third anniversary party. And we'll let you, we'll give you, keep you updated on that one. It'll be good. So keep your calendar clear. Anyway, we got some more news from the Bozo the Mayor desk. Those of you who live in New York, notice our mayor, who looks quite a bit like Bozo the Clown, looks even more these days like the Qantas Airline Cola Bear, a Koala Bear it's called, right?
Well,
I guess keep expecting him. There was a side shot of him on the news the other day, and he was like hunched over over a podium. He really looked like a koala bear. He's sort of built like one, pudgy and soft and tiny. And he's got the hair thing, and the nose is, ooh.
He's big, though. Did you know that? He's like 6'3 or something.
Yeah,
but
he's sort of,
he walks all hunched over, yeah. So he's actually like 5'5".
Man, he has come up with some great ideas for improving the city schools. His last week, he had the bright idea of making kids wear uniforms to school. And that's pretty repressive. You have to realize the only things that he really bothers about is the way things look in New York. Things have to look nice and tidy. He doesn't want any nasty bike messengers or street vendors or homeless bums walking around because you got to realize what kind of guy he is. Now he wants daily fingernail checks. This is true. As a routine along with the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, in the schools. He wants these kids to go around, the teachers to go around checking kids' fingernails. What a great idea. And here's another one. And this will tell you what kind of man would hire Bess Meyerson as the city's cultural affairs commissioner. Now, Mayor Koch, he's met with the new cast of Leave It to Beaver, who are promoting MasterCard's Choose to Make a Difference charity. And he shook hands with the I don't know, some junk. You know, they're working for MasterCard, the whole cast of the new Leave It to Beaver, they're working for MasterCard, who are sponsoring this Choose to Make a Difference charity. So, for some photographer's benefit, they brought the entire reassembled what's left of Cleaver family.
Which is pretty much everybody, right?
No.
Except Lumpy
Hugh Downs is
Lumpy and you. Anyway.
Yeah, Hugh Downs is gone. Anyway, so he shook hands with the reassembled Cleaver family, and they also had Eddie Haskell and his kid there. And it seems that not only had he never seen the sitcom, the classic Leave It to Beaver sitcom, he had never heard of it. So there you go. He hires the best mess has been getting pretty good. I like when the thing about her showing Nancy Capasto's bikini to the little girl.
I haven't been following that one.
The best mess.
I would like to be the cultural affairs commissioner. Can I make a quick correction here?
No.
You Beaumont, not you Downs.
Oh, right.
You Beaumont.
Yeah. Tony Downs.
Tony Dowd.
Tony Dowd. That was
Hugh Beaumont, one of my favorites. I saw him playing a junkie on
Hugh.
Yeah, on The Untouchables. Look for it now that it's on again.
Oh right, The Untouchables on every Thursday. No reason to leave the house on Thursday between 8 and 10, folks.
Jack Lord was apparently on the other night. What did he play? Was he a mafia guy?
I don't know. I taped it, but I didn't watch it yet.
Okay.
I tape things on my VCR, and I never play them back. I just figure someday if I ever break my leg, I'll be sitting at home, I can watch it. Pleon writes, a civil rights lawyer urged the Supreme Court yesterday not to overturn a key 1976 decision that had helped in a long battle to eliminate the badge of slavery from American life. The high court justices reflecting the conservative tilt of President Reagan's appointees stunned much of the legal community last April when they decided on their own initiative to reconsider the 12-year-old ruling in a case known as Runyon versus McCreary. Basically, I mean, why would they even want to bring this up? Why would the Reagan administration want to bring this up? It's the Runyon decision relied on an 1866 law that guaranteed to former slaves the same right and enforced contracts as it enjoyed by white citizens. The court ruled that this provision of the law authorized suits against private citizens or organizations accused of discrimination. Now, why would Reagan want to get rid of such a law?
They want to get rid of that law?
Yes. First off, how many former slaves are still alive? What are they going to do? They're going to grab these, 165-year-old ladies and make them pick cotton? I mean, that's the Reagan's little message here. We won't even mention the debate. I thought those two guys were going to walk off arm in arm and start kissing each other. When they started being nice to each other.
That would have been good. Did you hear how George prepared for the debate? George read this. I got this in the Times.
By watching The King of Comedy 50 times?
No, by listening to Be Happy, Don't Worry, or Don't Worry, Be Happy, his favorite song, apparently. Ever hear that song?
That explains that expression.
That's his favorite song.
You know what's on the line here?
But he had a hour and a half massage.
The Vibe Report's coming in.
Vibe!
I hope that's the Vibe Report. Well, we'll see. Either that or we have a very surprised person in the line there. Hello.
Yo.
Roscoe, you're on the air.
I'm on the air?
Yeah, this is the first time we've ever been early.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, there's firsts for everything, eh?
It's a beautiful thing because the news was getting a little stale.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What's going on?
Well, you probably know, it's a beautiful day outside.
Yeah, we're in a bunker, so we're missing it again.
We're working on the
People
skylight,
People can be careful
though.
About that.
Well, we're just hoping one of those cheerleaders upstairs eventually comes through the floor and creates a skylight.
Is Dennis behaving?
Yeah, he's
behaving. I'm being good. How are you, Roscoe?
Is the cold gone?
No.
You still got the on-mic cold?
Yes.
I'm working on it, though.
So we got a vibe today?
Today's vibe is one of utter disdain for the entire rock game.
Yeah!
We're in the van. Frank is smoking cigarettes.
Frank is smoking cigarettes?
Top 10 is ordering hot chocolate. Coffee. Manny is twiddling his hair. Nobody even wants to pick a tape. We've been steaming through the Stones. Everyone hates this Stones record, but we're listening to it anyway.
Which Stones record?
Tattoo Your Behind.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's some kind of crowning achievement in the studio for these eccentric old Englishmen.
So you're in the, your vibe today is crabby, huh?
Crabby kind of rock dude vibe, but I just wanted to... leave the information that I will be in town next week hanging around trying to enjoy myself and everybody knows where to find me.
I think you'll be able to do it.
Take care of health. Yeah, you know, we got the gig next week, but I mean, I'm going to be around and I'm going to be making a concerted effort to enjoy myself.
And the black cowboy hat with the beard and the mirror shades, it's good.
Yeah, all that stuff.
What?
Top 10 wants to know which one of the Stooges bootlegs is number one.
Of all time?
No, the live ones, of the new ones, which is the one to get.
The whiskey one is probably the best. The St. Louis one is good, but the sound quality is terrible.
The whiskey one. How about the MC5 one?
It's kind of marginal.
Marginal, Hound says.
Getting some live record reviews over
there. Did you hear the new Birds thing yet?
Which one? The one on Rhino?
Yeah, well, the Never Before Part 2 kind of thing.
Yeah, I didn't like it. It's kind of folk music-y. They didn't really get their guitars, like, cranked up at that point.
Han said the guitars weren't up enough. It's a little too folky for him.
What do you got, thanks. Chuck Young there writing record reviews?
No, it's Top 10. We're trying to get our buyer's guide
together
right here.
Are you in a record store?
Gap. That's where we are.
Are you in a record store?
No, we're in an Exxon station.
By the Delaware Water Gap?
Yeah.
Oh, it must be pretty out there, eh?
I thought you were headed to Baltimore or Washington.
To D.C.
The Delaware Water Gap.
It's the other way.
That's west. Boy, you went about 100 miles in the wrong direction.
Well, it's such a nice day, Hound. That's just the way we're going. So, here's the sound that you know and love.
Okay, Roscoe.
We'll see you.
See you.
Boy, the state of the vibe reports are really getting weird.
Whoa, yeah. Well, you know, beard, he got the Dan Haggerty thing going. For, you know, not drinking. Big bushy beard up in the mountains at the Delaware Water Gap.
Traditionally, this is where we, what do we do here? We either enter tonalization via vomality or blues hangover. I believe blues hangover is going to be a little easier for me because I didn't queue up anything for the vom because Roscoe came in 5 minutes early.
I think after Roscoe blues hangover will be pick me up.
It's pro radio, folks. Oh, you know we can't even do that.
Oh, more news then?
No, we have to queue something up. We're going to go right into we're going to just hit this one. This is
feedback.
Just a sick record with a great guitar solo.
The jive is new. Jump to 18th and vine like the hip gets new. You can have a ball at any old time when you zig, zig, zagging on 18th and vine. Zig here, zag there. Get zig, zagging everywhere. Not a dull moment you will find when you zig, zig, zagging on 18th and vine. The block jumps morning, noon and night. Sharp gets and chicks to 30 light. All are in a solid mood when it comes to jumping, they groove, groove, groove. That's not a sharp place to be gay. You arrive on the scene, you're here to stay. Just leave the worries and trouble behind when you zig, zig, zagging on 18th and Vine. Zig, zag, zag, get zig, zagging everywhere. Yeah. jumps morning, noon and night. Sharp cats and chicks to dirty light. All are in a solid mood. When it comes to jumping, they groove, groove, groove. There's not a sharper place to begin. When you arrive on the scene, you're here to stay. You'll sleep, you're wearing them troubles behind. When you zig, zig, zagging, zig, zig, zagging, zig, zig, zagging on 18th and Vine.
Now there's the blues I know.
Tonight, the Big Bill Collins Show will be brought to you by H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street. H&A Restaurant wants Big Bill to tell you about the food they serve. On a Sunday, they have roast chicken and dressing, turkey wing and dressing, with homemade rolls. And I mean they are homemade. We serve breakfast every morning from 4 a.m. to 12 noon. Baby beef liver, neck bone, and also black-eyed peas on Monday. We are closed on Tuesday. Wednesday, the beef stew, beans and rice day. Chicken and dumpling and ham hocks every Thursday. Friday is fish day. Saturday, we serve steaks, pork chops, and also chillings. And don't forget, we serve breakfast every morning from 4 a.m. to 12 noon. That's at H&H Restaurant, the home of the biscuit, folks. Reason why I said the home of the biscuit, folks, Mr. Brooks be walking around there all day long with the biscuits in each hand. Like I said, that's H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street, the home of the biscuit, folks. If you don't hear about that early this morning, you won't have no biscuit, because Mr. Brooks be going to eat them all up. That young man, like I said, eat all day long. That's at H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street. Big Bill down in the basement. Let me see here. Thank you. located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. For the best in barbecue, where will you get it? In the snap of one place. That's City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. When you drive up in there, tell Big Bad Henry that you heard on the Big Bill Collins Show.
My hen said to me, I wasn't treating her right. Give a call in the morning, poke job at night. To the old hen, tried to be hard, but she lay her egg. And her leave was yard, that's why I'm a kill that hen. I'm gonna kill that hen. I'm gonna kill that hen. I don't want no chicken at all. Who's the kid to see me? Mad at the time. Come and stay with friends. Wanna talk along? Let me see her little way. The hen starts talking. Throwing a crazy eye. Baby, she said to me, don't fall for that dive, that's why I'm a kill that hen. I'm gonna kill that hen. I'm gonna kill that hen. I don't want no chicken at all. Look at me, all them funny frowns. Rudy said to me, you gotta live on the ground. That's why I'm a kill that hen. I'm gonna kill that hen. I'm gonna kill that hen. I don't want no chicken at all.
If you don't advertise, you don't have a business. Advertising is our business at Winning City Sign Company, located at 2455 East on 75th Street. We specialize in trucks lettering, wall, show cars, window, circulars, and pluggers. For fast and instant service, why not call Winning City at this number? That number is 933-9527. That number again is 933-9527. No job are too large or too small for Winning City. And we are open every day in the week except Sunday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. We also paint mirrors on custom-made van. Like I said, that's Winning City Sign Company, located at 2455 East on 75th Street. And that number again is 933-9527. When you go walk in there, tell them that you heard it on the Big Bill Collins Show. Thank you.
Oh, let me see. Can I jump back and holler a suey one time, Mr. Brooks?
Get rid of that drum over there. Watch it now. Beat that drum, boy. Whoa! You know you got it. That's what I got. Whoa, mama told me we gon' have a boat. Whoa, mama told me we gon' have a boat. Got four sisters charming, baby, and daddy home. But blues and the sound.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
This is the Hound, WFMU East Orange, with our blues hangover portion of the show. That was Lightning Hopkins with They Ask Me Who I Am. Guitar Kelly with the inept and primitive and amazingly stupid killer, Kelly's Killer. Blue Charlie with I'm Gonna Kill That Hand. Smokey Smothers with Ain't Gonna Be No Monkey Man. That's Freddie King on guitar, best thing he ever played on. John Lee Hooker with Hoogie Boogie. And not exactly connected to the blues hangover, but a good record anyway. It just happened to be queued up. The Lucky Enos Quintet, Zigzag Ziggin'.
Yeah, the vibe kind of caught you by surprise there.
It caught me by surprise and then left me speechless in its nothingness.
Oh,
Roscoe is looking sharp, and he'll be out there in the bars next week looking for someone to show him a good time. Anyways, what's going on? Oh, to announce, let's see, the Jays, the Blue Jays, Thursday at the Ludlow Cafe. The Senders, Monday at Continental Divide. Gary Lucas, Saturday, Sunday at the Knitting Factory. Monday at CBGB. Radio City tonight, Jive 5, the Meadowlands, Brendan Byrne Arena, Johnny is Johnny Rivers. Next week on the Howie Show, Bobby Fuller's birthday. And if somebody wants to come in and do a Bobby Fuller impersonation, we will pay for the gasoline and pour it down your throat.
Didn't mention the show you're going to.
Where am I going to? Bob Dylan, it's sold out.
Yeah, all the four shows?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Nick claims you can always get scalper tickets out front.
I'm sure you could.
That's what Nick says.
Always. But, yeah, we're going to go see Bob Dylan. Get a little, I don't know. I was
Have you heard Nick made a bunch of tapes? Did you hear any of that stuff?
No.
It sounded pretty good.
I'm sure. I'm fascinating with folks out there. lots of brutal news stories.
Yeah.
Cop killer lap, pal says on video confession. One of the accused killers of rookie cop Edward Byrne laughed as he saw three bullets tear through the officer's head, according to a videotaped confession played in court yesterday.
Yeah, he was really into seeing the cop's brains.
Defendant Scott Cobb rambled on for an hour on the tape about the plan to kill Byrne, the actual murder committed, blah, blah, blah. And it seems this, what's the guy's name who laughed? Scott Todd, age 19. Here's a quote from him. I seen the cop's brains come out. I seen his brains, he said, laughing hysterically. He, as Davis blew his brains out. And for that, Scott Todd, you get this week's Caveman in a Spaceship for particularly brutal, heinous, and pointless reaction to a brutal crime. Since nobody's got it in the arts. Yeah, we've just been giving it to criminals lately. We haven't had anybody win it for the arts yet.
Yeah, well, that'll happen.
I doubt it. You want to do a follow-up on the congressional, the Senate passing the new drug legislation?
Yeah, well, that's kind of our public service here is keeping people abreast of the
see how
drug,
depressed we
the
can get
drug
people.
Legislation. And the first of all, the first
it's
bit
the
of,
80s, folks.
There's good news and there's bad news. It'll probably, well, here's the bad news. The Senate also passed 88-0. An amendment that would permit the Justice Department to seek without a criminal trial a fine of up to $10,000 for possession of small amounts of drugs for personal use, overriding states, all that. So that's bad. The good thing is it's all like electioneering stuff, and it probably won't pass because it keeps going back and forth, and it's all hanging on the death penalty, you know. So, you know, I think it'll be okay.
They'll be executing, like, guys who sell pot on the corner soon.
Well, let's hope not. I mean, you know. But,
George Bush is going to be the next president. He is an evil, stupid man. Well, there's still time. Just hope, pray for that lone madman with a gun.
Well, with two guns.
I think maybe Dukakis might be able to pull it out and beat Dan Quayle in an election, if not a debate.
Oh, I see. You mean if it happens before the election?
Yeah. Ooh, yes.
Jay Danforth. What's the J stand for? Does anyone know?
Who is he?
Jay Danforth Quayle.
Oh.
Our next vice president.
I have no idea. ABC and CBS have agreed to broadcast public service announcements by pediatric groups that warns children against watching too much television. The 30-second cartoon, which includes a boy and a girl turning into couch potatoes while they watch television, is being offered to 3 major networks and 400 local stations.
Yeah, I like that.
Over a toe-tapping instrumental backup and a chorus singing couch potato, couch potato, children are told to avoid this dreaded disease, be choosy in what you watch. Anyway.
Yeah.
More music, please. This is a first. I got this
CD player. You got it cranked up.
Well, yeah, I got to get this Travis Wammack CD because it doesn't come out on a real record, and I really hate these things. I don't even have a CD player, but I really like this version of Louie Louie. And
this thing is impossible to queue up.
It took me about a half an hour to queue it up.
First of a series of Hound CD corners?
Nah. First and last one I'm ever going to buy. In fact, if I ever find a couple of these singles, I'm giving this thing away. Anyway, let's hit it.
Play it.
Yeah. How do you start it?
Wind it up.
Well, this is the wrong cut, so it didn't queue right. But I'll play it anyway.
you know what? My baby's left me, and she hadn't come back. And I'm going to get on this old train and see can I find her.
Mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Out in the state of Arizona, a husband and wife had reared their children. The children had married off, families of their own. The mother took to drinking. She was 64 years of age. She came in one night so drunk she didn't know what she was doing and started to take a bath in the bathtub with her clothes on. In utter disgust, her husband said, "I ought to take a gun and blow your brains out." She snarled back at him, "You haven't got the nerve." He shot her dead in the bathtub and went to prison for it. Fine way to end married life. You say it'll never happen to you? They said the same thing before it happened to them.
Well, now I love my girl and she loves me. Well, don't you just know?
Don't you just know it? Ah, ha, 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 ha,
everything you want is right here on Broadway.
Hi there, this is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnight. And you're listening to The Hound. I mean The Hound, the cold-blooded hound. On WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change your dial, I will break your fingers.
On in Broadway, baby.
Thank you.
You know.
Hello.
Yes, this is Alan with
me trying out the CD player here on
Travis Wammack. A pair of Travis Wammack bookends. We closed with Louie Louie. If you didn't know that, find another station, please. And we opened up with him doing Night Train. And I don't like these CD things.
I don't even like
albums. I like 45s.
That's pretty a great picture of Travis there.
It's a nice picture of Travis.
How old is
another radio psych gag, folks.
Now, how old was he at this time? I'm just
74.
No, how old was he when he recorded this?
I don't know.
Okay, I thought maybe you had an inkling.
We don't talk about music
here.
He
looks really young. Anyway.
Yes. What else did we hear before we got on the subject of how old Travis is? Jimmy Reed with Caress Me Baby, the Diablos with I Want to Know, the Fendermen, Don't You Just Know It, Little Milton, Looking for My Baby. That's the bad take of Looking for My Baby, but there's one on each side of the album. That's why I don't like albums, among other reasons. We meant to hear take two, and maybe we'll get to it later. Anyway.
Technical difficulties.
Yes. Oh, getting back to the news. I think, could we give out a double Caveman in a Spaceship award? We can do whatever we want.
Probably in order, yeah.
There actually is no Caveman in a Spaceship award, but if they ask us for one, we'll send them something. I really like these five rebel nuns holding up in a New Jersey monastery. Let's bring it down a little. Sister John of the Cross, one of the barricaded nuns branded the Vatican emissary a fraud and vowed to call the police if anyone invaded their sanctuary in the monastery of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary of Mount Carmel. This is right here in Morris Township. It seems these nuns barricaded themselves in there, and they're pretty bummed. They're holding the place hostage because they're protesting.
They're serious, man.
They're furious that the Mother Superior for introducing the order to TV, Walt Disney videotapes, and snacks. I mean, these nuns are serious about their business.
Well, one of them broke, this one who's a spokeswoman, broke her vow of silence to
tell the emissary of the Vatican to take a hike. Tell the Pope to stick it where he
breathes.
This has
been going on for a while now, like 2 weeks or something. The Post has a whole section of it every day.
Can't make them watch TV.
And they don't want it.
Anyway, we're going to give them a Caveman and a Spaceship award. They're keeping their primitive values against all odds, against the money and power of the evil Vatican.
Oh, apparently the reason all these changes are happening is because it's like a land deal.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
They're putting in some
condos in the monastery? That makes sense.
They want the land. It's really valuable land and sell like Catholic capitalism.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Catholic Church is the largest landowner in the Western world.
There you go. But anyway, yeah, so yeah. Right on, sisters.
Cross Plains, Tennessee. Oh, grave times as kin finds corpses trashed. Anxious relatives opened kinfolk's graves yesterday after several families discovered their loved ones have been buried with trash in their coffins or at all. Families who hired funeral director Bobby Wilkes found bottles, newspapers, discarded flower arrangements, and bags of hair in the caskets. Some caskets were not protected by vaults that had been paid for. One corpse had an old metal flower pot on top of his head. It was like he was mad at all of them, said grave digger Daryl Dowdell. Wilkes of the Barber Funeral Home was charged yesterday with 6 counts of obtaining money under false premises. Honey would drip out of their mouths, said Ann Carter, daughter-in-law of a man who was buried without a protective vault his survivors bought. I can't read this thing. It's just so weird. That's why I'm stuttering. He would come over and put his arm around you and say it was the best that the family didn't see the casket put in the ground and then throw the dirt on top. At least 14 graves were opened. Anyway.
One of them had an arm hanging out of it? Right?
Yeah. It's a good story.
Ooh. Tennessee.
I want to be cremated anyway. I wouldn't want anybody to pay to have me buried or stuffed. I can get a taxidermist interested in the job.
Hey, how about that Roy Rogers? He's in the Hall of Fame
now.
He
is really weird. The country. Every year we watch the Country Music Awards, we smoke pot and try to count how many times Hank Williams Jr. refers to his dad.
and so, how many seconds he has his mouth closed.
Right. So they have Roy Rogers on this year. This is really strange. I'm almost positive that Dale Evans is dead.
Is Dale Evans dead, Glenn? Do you know?
I think she's dead.
Dale Evans is dead, yeah. And he kept making these weird references
to him being home
and doing his work, and it was very cryptic. I mean, Roy, he looks great, but he's obviously completely out of his mind.
And just, like, shuffled him off the stage.
Yeah.
Ooh. He's like,
very strange.
The whole audience was going like we were. Isn't she dead?
Yeah. Speaking of strange, experts couldn't explain the smoky mist that somehow permeated a house in Orland Hills, Illinois, or the jet flame that roared from an electrical socket. Some thought the house was haunted. Fire officials recorded 26 separate reports of strange happenings from March to August. Finally, everyone agreed on one thing, the house wasn't safe to live in. So they bulldozed it on orders from the Travelers Insurance Company. Fire authorities advised the occupants of the house whose names were told to sleep in the home at night, not to sleep in the home after the first few incidences. When the bizarre events continued, fire authorities told the family to move out, and the evil insurance company hired engineering consultants to investigate what was causing the phenomena. Anyway, there seems to be a logical explanation, although it doesn't seem to be in the story.
I don't know. There's not. I know people who lived in houses that heard things would disappear and then reappear other places.
Oh, yeah. Some houses are definitely haunted.
Doors would open and close.
There's no doubt about it in my mind that there is a ghost in Tiny Pines where Roscoe and Jack live.
Oh, in the green room?
It hovers around the kitchen and the green room.
Oh, yeah?
It never goes in the living room, but there's definitely a ghost there. Anyway, what they're trying to say is that this house was located over some kind of geological thing where it was gas rising out of it, although it doesn't seem to be anywhere else.
Huh. Flames shooting out of an electrical socket? That's
just one particular one.
Something's just meant to be explained.
When's the sports section here?
Well, the sports is such a bummer. I mean,
who wants to see a California World Series?
Oh, man, bummer.
Three-way series.
You know, all I got to say about it is, everyone who hasn't phoned me yet, I will pay all my debts.
The Guad.
Probably will take me to spring training, but,
The Guad.
I thought we were going to have... Well, you could turn to other things at this point.
How much money did you lose?
I don't want to say. Michelle might be listening over here.
Oh. Woo.
So you could turn to lighter things like, golf. Football's a bummer, you know, but...
You got a golf story, though.
For anyone who is interested in trying to forget about the baseball season by turning to golf, basically it seems if you're 50 years old, it's a really good time to start playing the game of golf. I mean, there's this one ex-steel worker from New Jersey, Walt Zembariski, who found prosperity among golfers' senior citizens. He shot a par 70 yesterday to complete a 2-under-par 278 for a 3-stroke victory in the $1 million Vantage Championship. He's like a Cinderella.
Vantage cigarettes?
Yeah, they sponsored a senior citizen.
How many people who smoke live to that age? I know, I'm planning on going Way before that, I don't quit smoking.
Right, I don't think I'll ever make it to golf, but...
Advantage, those are the ones with the styrofoam. Not, they're not styrofoam, they're...
Plastic
stuff in the filter. That's the
fiberglass. Yeah, it's fiberglass
in the filter.
It's in your lungs, I mean.
That's how, if you were going to produce cancer in a cell in a laboratory, they take a piece of fiberglass and poke the cell in it, and it develops cancer.
Heat it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Anyway, what about...
last year's winner said of this year's winner, he's the guy who slipped through and is living out his dream. His win is for all those 50-year-olds out there who always dreamed about doing something else, something different, something spectacular. And this winner said he's going to continue
and
to play.
Yep, and everybody over 50 can't beat Cordell Jackson.
Right. But golf?
I'm sure everybody's really fascinated by this. We might as well play some records. Let's do a Hillbilly Hangover.
Long live the Mets.
Yeah, the National League is useless anyway. The Yankees next year are going to walk off with the whole thing. Anyway,
Subway Series.
Milton Brown and his Brownies. Whoop, there they are. Wait. This thing is retarded. The CD thing threw everything off.
Listen, everybody from near and far, if you want to know who we are, eat the right papa from Tennessee. If you like the way we play, listen while we try to say, eat the right papa from Tennessee. And all night long, yeah, gonna sing this song. If you get this song, you can't go wrong. And how we'll make you loose, make you tight, make you shake till broad daylight. Eat the right papa from Tennessee. Never do bold, sing our song from coast to coast.
Eat right papa from Tennessee.
If you like our song, think it's fine, sit right down and drop a line.
Eat right papa from Tennessee.
And I'll declare, you're gonna get it there. And if we have some time to spare, somewhere, sometime we're down your way, we'll drop in and spend the day.
Eat right papa from Tennessee. Yeah.
Just what we got. We got good hokum and serve it hot.
Eat the right papa from Tennessee.
Now we're not good looking, don't dress fine. The way we whip it is a hanging crime.
Eat the right papa from Tennessee.
If see me stealing, don't tell on me. Just stealing back to my used to be. Yeah, never have one gal at a time. Always have seven, eight, or nine.
Eat the right papa from Tennessee.
Yo, that's a goodie. Can you hear me all right? All right. Let's get two old boys up here now, Red and Wesley, the two young country singers. I told them they could each do a solo tonight, but they didn't want to. They said singing together is what made them what they are today. What you got for us, boys?
Power, will you rise and meet your savior in the air?
ready for the great atomic fire. You and you'll never taste of this, for your soul will fly to safety and eternal peace and rest.
Are you ready for the great atomic fire? Will you rise and meet your Savior in the air? Will you shout or will you cry when the fire ain't from on high? Are you ready for the great atomic
mushrooms of destruction fall in all its fury green? God will surely save his children from that awful, awful fate.
Are you ready for the great atomic power? Will you rise and meet your Savior in the air? Will you shout or will you cry when the fire ain't from on high? Are you ready for the great atomic power?
Now, all right. All right. Now, moving along here. Here's one we'd like to do for old Roy and his good wife, Rosalie, over at Roy's Radio Repair. Remember Roy's motto, if it's working, don't bring it to Roy. All right. This here's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay. All right. Old Roadhog's just funning now.
Come on, you dancers, and gather round. I'll tell you about the hottest dance in this town. It's a dance they use in the cotton fields. It's a dance that stopped the Virginia reel. The babies all do it before they crawl. The grandpas do it when they're bald. And the papas and the mamas rip and romp to the tune they call the Barnyard Stomp. Watch them friends, watch them go. Swing them high and you dip them low. Hold them tight when you rip and roll. You may lose her at the Barnyard Stomp. Now old Uncle Joe at the age of 83 shouted, some good sister France for me. I'm going to do that Barnyard Stomp. Oodle-lady, oodle-lady, I'll eat the old lady. Watch them go, swing them high and you dip them low. Hold them tight when you rip and roll. You may lose her at the Barnyard Stomp. Now old Aunt Jane, getting old in years, says, give me room, I'm changing gears. I'm about to do that Barnyard Stomp. Watch 'em go, swing 'em high and you dip 'em low. Hold 'em tight when you rip and romp. You may lose her at the Barnyard Stomp. Now Deacon Brown at the age of 88 lost his pants when he jumped the gate. He was trying to do that Barnyard Stomp. Yodel-lay, yodel-lay, I need yodel-lay, yodel-lay.
Mighty fine. Can you hear me, Taz? Taz? Is everybody having a good time? All right. It's time for an instrumental. Let's call old Wichita up here and call old Wichita. Wichita? Where'd he go? Oh, Wichita's gone out back for a few minutes. Okay, boys, kick her off. Fine. Can I have your attention, please? Don't forget everybody that can stay. The schoolhouse people here wants us to stay and set up chairs for the PTA meeting Monday night. All right. It's about time for the whole gang up here to get around the Mercury microphone. This here's an old favorite of ours.
Sometimes I remember I get drunk and gamble. It's nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. Some of these mornings gonna wake up crazy, kill my wife and slay my baby. Nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. Morphine's gonna run me crazy, cocaine's gonna kill my baby, cigarettes gonna cause me to lose my mind. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. A Cadillac, and that's where she makes her jack. Oh boy, that's where my money goes. That's where my money goes, buying my baby clothes. That's business if I do. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business. Nobody's business, nobody's business if I do. She runs a wasting way out in no man's land. Oh boy, that's where my money goes. That's where my money goes, buying my baby clothes. Oh boy, that's where my money goes. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. She drives a Ford machine and I buy her gasoline. It's nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business. It's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yep, this is the hound, and that's amazing, isn't it? Riley Puckett, nobody's goddamn bidding it. Send that one out to all 88 members of the Senate who voted for the new sweeping drug bill, which is such an amazingly blatant violation of
George Bush says you
amendments.
Can't legislate morality.
Right, and you shouldn't even try. It's stupid, and George Bush is a cretin. Evil, horrible person. Maddox Brothers with Water Baby Boogie. What's a water baby?
Don't know.
No. Nobody knows what a goddamn water baby is, huh? Louisiana Governor Jimmy Davis with Barnyard Stomp. That's the only place we have good politicians was Louisiana. Huey Long, he's my favorite. The Kingfish. Lubin Brothers with The Great Atomic Power. Milton Brown and his brownies with Easy Riding Papa. Anyway.
Nice selection of stuff there, huh?
Yeah, that's our hillbilly hangover for today. That Riley Puckett one, that one. I like that.
Yeah. Got me.
I like the part where he wants to kill his wife and baby. Anyway, you guys got some news?
The cheerleader.
Our cheerleader desk.
Okay, the sports desk was pretty much a bummer, but the cheerleader desk, I think, will cheer us all up. One thing I noticed about every single Saturday during football season, the newspapers run cheerleader stories. You know, I never noticed it, but it's every Saturday. And today, coming from New Haven, Connecticut, a Naval Academy tradition of passing cheerleaders from opposing teams up through the stands at football games is being attacked by Yale cheerleaders who say the practice subjects women to roving hands. That's the story.
Oh, so the Yale girls don't want to run through the stands.
No,
huh?
They actually get to pass the visiting team's cheerleaders through their stand.
They like to raid them and then
over their heads through the
So the little girls. Wasp girls from Yale don't like being caught at.
Huh? Like that much.
What the hell are they cheerleaders for? I mean,
academy officials said
they're not. They're definitely not studying to become rocket scientists. I hate cheerleaders. I mean,
they're a necessary evil.
I don't think I've ever had a girlfriend who used to be a cheerleader.
I can't say that I have. What?
No comment.
Yeah, I quite a few majorettes and band members, though.
Well, there you go.
Anyway, we got things to renounce. Johnny Rivers, a benefit for Chuck Norris and Sly Stallone. It's a Vietnam Vets veteran. Vietnam Vets benefit at the Meadowlands Brendan Byrne Arena. You couldn't see a concert in a better place than that. Alex Chilton at the Knitting Factory tonight. Gary Lucas there tomorrow night. The Jive 5 and the Cadillacs at Radio City Music Hall. That's a good show. The Blue Jays, world famous Blue Jays, Ledlow Cafe Thursday. The Senders Monday at the Cat Club. Naked Kiss and Shock Hard are on a double bill. Cinema Village Monday and Tuesday.
Good one.
It's a good one. Anyway, let's play some more records. We got one queued up. Link Ray, Little Genocide, musically speaking, of course.
Thank you. have a chat with Nat about Italian Swiss Colony wine. While talking with some friends the other night, the conversation swung around to Italian Swiss Colony California Pale Dry Sherry. They asked me what makes it so mellow. Well, Nat King Cole doesn't pretend to be a wine expert, but I could answer that one. Italian Swiss Colony Pale Dry Sherry is extra mellow because it's aged in redwood. I enjoy it. I think you will, too. Now, the yodel, Harvey. So smooth. So smooth and mellow. That you just can't miss with Italian Swiss, Italian Swiss Colony wine.
The greatest.
Take the black. It seems to me that he is by nature responsive to God. He sings. They'll have preaching all day long. They seemingly never tire of praising the Lord God. Now let's take these brown.
No, I have no friend like you. And heaven not my home. Oh Lord, what shall I do? And no one begging me from heaven will come. No, I can't feel at home in this world anymore. This world is not my home. I'm only passing by. My treasures and my hope all lit up on high. All of my kindred gone on before. I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you, and heaven not my home. Oh, Lord, what shall I do? And no one beckons me from heaven. the Canaan land, there'll be no dying there. Sing, shout, and victory, sing it everywhere. Oh, I told the boys of love is gonna be cold. Well, I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. Heaven not my home. Oh, Lord, what shall I do? There's no one taking me. From heaven will come true. I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven not my home, Lord, what shall I do? And no one taking me. From heaven will come true. I can't be that mom in that world anymore. Oh, 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 hey, 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 they are laid up on high. In all of my kindred, they're gone on before. I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
And next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
May sound simple and I may not make much sense, but romance is for the birds and it's one thing I'm against.
If you're getting moving on out of my face, when it comes to joint excitement, there's 1 million other ways.
Of love and romance, I have really had my share. You ain't careful, have your head white as the polar bear.
Get to getting, moving on out of my face. When it comes to joint excitement, there's 1 million other ways.
Is great, but it's too hard on the mind. You wake up to the hand because it tells you so to sign.
It's again, moving on out of my face. When it comes to joint excitement, there's 1 million other ways.
I may be lonely, but it won't last very long. I just go to a 3D movie and the situation's gone.
Just beginning, moving on out of my face. When it comes to joint excitement, there's 1 million other ways. 1 million other ways. 1 million other ways. 1 million other ways.
This is my happening and it freaks me out.
Oh, it's...
Rock music is. It has made me the man that I am now, divorced, a bit burnt out and cold-hearted. Drugs are not even close when it comes to bad habits. Rock is so infectious. It's not even the lyrics or the people involved or their lifestyles that are addicted. It is the music. It has a drug-like effect. It is a mood elevator. If I want to get amped up, I just turn on a particular album. It also takes one's mind off God. It's the music itself. Now, you put some different words to it, you still have the beat, you still have the music, and it still pulls a man down into his passions and his sin.
There was a square cat lived on my street. He was the squarest cat I ever did meet. When we take him on, he'd say no, no. So all us cats called him Domino. Dom's heart way away. We knew Dom's love was there to stay. Dom said, I'll catch him if I have to fly. So he jumped in his rod and was off in a flash. About 2 minutes later, we heard a crash. Be a lesson to all you chicks. Don't go with a guy just for kicks. Go for love or don't go at all. 'Cause one wrong move might end it all.
listen to the sounds of hell.
People, you know what? My baby's left me, and she hadn't come back. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get on this old train and see can I find her.
Yep, that just about wraps it up. By we once again, in these repressive and often ugly times, we've achieved what is known as tonalization. That's Little Milton looking for my baby. That's the good version. The Savoys with Domino, the Johnny Otis Show with Voodoo, Mercy D, Get to Gettin', two gospel keys, but I don't feel at home in this world anymore. Ray Charles with I Believe It to My Soul. We open up with Link Ray and Genocide. Well, we got anything left to say? I think we said it all and more. Quad, the Quad.
Stan out in Neptune. We'll try to get that smoky wood next week if we can.
All right. We'd like to say hi to the gang at Stan's Auto Body Shop in Neptune.
Right on.
The Denster. And Dave Newgarden is in for Laurie S. this week. If the good Lord's will and the Kirk don't rise, I'll be back next week.
Aloha.
Little Distortion, Part 2. FMU East Orange.
want to do. We want to be free to ride. We want to be free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man. And we want to get loaded.